Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Leslie Kossoff is our guest and our good friend. She's one of the top resources in our brain trust, and she's the author of a couple of outstanding books. One is called Managing for Quality, and the other one is just an outstanding book called Executive Thinking. I refer to it all the time in my own work, and I like to reference things that she said out of this book in articles that I write because it's such a valuable book, and we're going to talk about it a little bit today. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. The moment I saw this book, I knew I was going to like it because it's a handsome book, and what's inside of it is even better, and it's one of the things that, you know, I keep saying, if there were only one thing that I could tell to a small business owner — there are about 20 of those, by the way, mm-hmm. if there were only one thing I could tell them, but one of them would have to be to learn how to think like an executive. And a lot of people own small businesses today, Leslie, who've never been an executive, not in the professional strict definition, have they?
No, it's true, they've not. But just making the decision to become a small business owner is in itself an executive decision.
Exactly. And they actually become executives, but they just have no background. They have no understanding of what this animal looks like, what this animal does.
That's true. You know, and on the one hand, the good news about that is that they got to miss out on all of the corporate backbiting and politics that would come with being an executive in a mainstream large organization. And as a result, they get to design their own way of running and creating a feel for their own company. Mm-hmm. And that's the wonderful part of it. The downside is that without having that kind of corporate backbiting training, you also miss out on a lot of the kinds of issues that start occurring when a small business, any business, starts to truly succeed.
Well, and a couple of other things that you miss is you miss the sophisticated organizational structure.
Yes.
that happens. And a lot of small business owners like to resist that, but the truth is they could benefit from some of that. They don't have to turn their little company into a huge company in terms of being unwieldy, but there are some things they can learn from that. But one more thing, and this is a biggie, and I think this is where you wanted to head today in our discussion, and that is if you've ever been an executive in a big company, your horizon is a whole lot different with regard to your perspective about your place in the world, in the marketplace, than it is if you just start a small business without ever having been there.
You're absolutely correct, and this has been an issue that I've dealt with my small and mid-sized business clients over the years, that there are certain small business owners, mid-sized company executives that, for whatever reason, and particularly among the small business owners, walk into their business already having that horizon. You know, before they've even got a single person on the payroll, they see this grand and glorious entity that they're going to be creating. And in their mind, even though they are still a one-person outfit, they're operating as if they have thousands of people working for them, all of the corporate sophistication and everything else. There are other small business owners who start and just build on a slow basis and only see what they've got as they've got it, mm-hmm. don't have that broader horizon, but there comes a moment that, whether it's because of a particular product or service that's now being offered, the decision to expand the market, to provide a product or service internationally as well as domestically, or even in the next town, forget about going international. If you're in one town and you decide that you want to expand to the next town, you change your place on the radar screen, sort of on the business horizon radar screen. And all of a sudden, rather than just being a small business in your own right, you're looked at from a completely different perspective by all of your competitors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the small business owner has got to be prepared for that moment, whether they realize that they're going there or not. They must be prepared to take that grander, more glorious view of their organization as early as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, you were talking about building incrementally and just having that perspective. It's kind of like I'm trying to remember who said this, but somebody said something about that's like hopelessly falling in love with an inch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that a great quote? I'll find out who said that in a minute, and I'll tell you who it was. But I thought that was great. I mean, that's what we got to do, folks. We can't be inchworms. We can't hopelessly fall in love with this little inch that we have. We got to look a little farther beyond, at least out a foot. Tony Taylor, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, the author of Executive Thinking. We're back. 17 till. Thank you very much for joining us. Let me tell you about our show coming up straight ahead. We've got Don Sadler is going to join us. He's going to talk to us about some things that will help us improve the running of our businesses. Grace Marie Turner will be up after that. She's going to talk to us about some of the healthcare debate that's going on in our nation's capital, some of the things you and I need to be paying attention to in our small businesses. And then after that, RQC and Cuddy is going to join us, and we're going to talk about trust, how to install trust in your business. And he always does a good job when he joins us. I'm looking forward to getting him back on the show. We're visiting with Leslie Kossoff. She's the author of Executive Thinking. We're talking about how to get you thinking like an executive. Let's take all the bad stuff out. And when I say bad stuff, Leslie, I'm talking about, you know, all the politics, and let's take all of the attitudes that it takes forever to do things, and, you know, all that baggage that sometimes executives bring to a small business because they've been used to the unwieldy, you know, the big unwieldy organizations. Let's take all that out, and let's leave in the good stuff, the sophisticated thinking, the idea of using teams to leverage your dream, the idea of realizing that there's a greater marketplace out there than just what you can see with your, you know, with your naked eye, and let's leave all those good things in.
Absolutely. And the wonderful thing for small business owners as executives, whether they've been in the corporate fray or they've just started on their own as small business owners, is that everything in small business is very immediate. It's fast. You see the reaction and the response and the results of exactly every move that you make so quickly that you're in a position to be able to move and shift and do whatever you need to do far more quickly and better, frankly, than large corporations can. And that's an unbelievable benefit that small business owners have that they don't realize that they can leverage strategically and operationally to make their business all the things they want.
Mm-hmm.
They can move fast and furious. They can see what's in the marketplace. They can adjust and address whatever they see as that opportunity that's opening up to them. They can build their company in a way that doesn't have to reconstruct or rebuild from what's already there, but to actually use the structure that they've already got. Or, again, if you're a one-person or a two-person company and you're just in the beginning of your build-out, as you're looking at the different opportunities that you have in the marketplace, you can literally design your company to suit exactly what it is you want to achieve. Those are the kinds of benefits that small business owners don't realize they have, and they've got to be thinking that way.
So do you think that that there are people out there who are trying to grow their business right now, and they don't realize that there are two issues that they have to deal with that maybe they're unfamiliar with? One is the operational challenges of operating in this new territory, this new rarefied air that they're going to be moving in within their organization, but also the fact that they're stepping out onto a pretty fast track with regard to the external forces in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And it's only by getting that strategic and operational component aligned beautifully with one another that the small business owner can achieve what it is that they want to do. on the internal side, yes. You know, that moment that you truly understand and accept the fact that you're an executive, in effect, you create your own mahogany row. You've got, all of a sudden, no matter what your actual office looks like, it's as if you've put yourself on the top floor of a giant office building, because there is that vista that you're suddenly living in and working with, where you are seeing beyond what it is that you have now, and you're always looking to see what's yet to come and what kinds of things you can create. And that does make a change in how you feel about your organization, because you have to kind of move between the two of what you have and where you're going, and you have to get comfortable with living in both worlds at the same time. At the same time, as soon as you move into that other world, and by the way, that first world, that does open up a whole realm of operational and structural issues to make sure, as I said, you're designing your company to suit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as soon as you get into that rarefied atmosphere that you just described it as, you're also moving onto a whole different range of radar screens for other companies that are looking at you to see, wait, what are these people doing?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do now to adjust to the fact that these guys are in the marketplace? Is this just a head-to-head competitor? Is this a potential partner?
Mm-hmm.
How can we work with these people? How do we need to protect ourselves against these guys? Because all of a sudden, you're playing with the big boys. And it may be that you're still a small business, but you're playing like a big boy, and you're playing with the big boy.
I hate to use another sports metaphor, but this is the best word I can think of, Leslie, and that is that a lot of people could play great defense and who were promoted to the big leagues, but they couldn't hit a major league curve.
Yeah.
And so they didn't make it because they couldn't hit a major league curve,
yeah,
because they'd never seen one like that before. They'd never seen anybody throw a curve like that before. And so that's what happens when you get out into the bigger marketplace. And the thing is, Leslie, if you're a business owner and not an executive thinker,
mm-hmm,
then you're capable of operating and managing a simple, uncomplicated business that's not putting a lot of pressure on the marketplace.
That's correct.
But if you're going to grow that business, if you're going to be in any way dominant in your marketplace or anywhere in the marketplace, and you're going to be a force to be reckoned with, you can't do it unless you are capable of thinking like an executive. I don't think, not successfully anyway.
You're absolutely correct.
Stand by. Quick break, 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Leslie Kossoff. Stay with us. It's seven till. You'd think Leslie, I'm going to get on the right side of the clock here in a minute. Seven till the hour. It's 53 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I think it's time for me to go, maybe. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's the author of Executive Thinking and Managing for Quality, and both of these books are found wherever books are sold. Leslie, would you like to give us some contact information, please?
Yes. Even though I have a website, right now the information is down. So the best way to find out more is to send me an email at info@kossoff.com, which is spelled KOSSOFF.com. And if you just send me an email telling me that you'd like more information, as soon as the website comes up, I'll make sure that you're made aware and that you'll be able to get access to the information.
And, of course, we've got plenty of information about her on our website, including a bio and some archives and articles that you can find on our website. She's certainly well represented in our Brain Trust list. Leslie, let's give some examples. Let's talk about some specific examples of what the difference would be between an executive and just a regular business owner, and let's talk about how they think about acquiring things.
Well, you know, you wrote about it in this past newsletter when you wrote your article of, you know, are you a consumer or an executive? And it was such a wonderful way of making the distinction between the two. And so before I answer it, I would like you to segue into, you know, for those who didn't read the article, and I suggest everybody does, talking about how you approached it, because it was wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. And by the way, folks, that is still the current newsletter article. If you subscribe, you will get it this week. And those who have subscribed or have already gotten it. But basically, all I talk about in the article, Leslie, as you know, is the different ways that people think about their businesses. And what I say is that some business owners, when they acquire capital items, they think like a consumer and not like an executive. A consumer says, I want that computer because I want it. And an executive says, okay, do we really need this computer? What's it going to do for us? How much productivity is it going to increase? This is going to cost us $1,000 to buy a new computer. Are we going to get $1,000 worth of performance out of it?
Absolutely.
Or they say, well, yes, we have a new employee. We've grown, so we've got to buy the new computer.
Mm-hmm.
And an executive says, why don't we give the new employee, since they're not going to be working on as critical of information, why don't we give them your computer and let's buy you the new one, you now being the senior executive in the company that's maybe processing a lot more powerful information.
Absolutely. And what you're describing is that strategic versus an exclusively tactical view.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is a differentiating point between an executive and simply a business owner, someone, and there's nothing wrong with being a business owner. I think that we should clarify that also.
Yeah, no
question.
You know,
if in starting your small business, your goal was to simply have a small business that was going to provide wonderful product and service to the local area and do the best that you can in that immediate market with no intention whatsoever to go beyond, you are a wonderful business owner, and what you don't know is you're also being an executive.
Yeah.
But you're not thinking the way corporate executives do. For those, and this gets to your consumer versus executive structure, for those who are looking from whatever point in the development of the business at a growth perspective, you have to shift your thinking. And the way that you described it, I don't think I can replicate the way you did that. I want it. But the fact is, it really is the difference between just saying, you know, I want it, and just by virtue of the fact of having it, you're satisfied and it's done, rather than putting it into a larger context of how is this going to be used? What are the implications for the organization? How does it add to our growth development, greater ability to serve our customers, our suppliers? You know, what does this do? Even if it's just a $1,000 computer, what does it do to make our business differentiate itself so that we can grow even further?
Right. Well said, Leslie. And I'm going to let that be the last word because we're coming up on the end of the hour. I couldn't improve on that. Thank you, Leslie, for helping us to learn how to be better executive thinkers.
Always my pleasure, Jim.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. You can find out more by reading her book, Executive Thinking, which you can get wherever books are sold. And don't forget my website, www.jbsba.com. Thanks, Leslie. See you next time.
I look forward to it.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one of you. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.